Aw, look who it is. Trixie Lulamoon back in the Kit Kat.
Yeah, yeah, same old bullshit. Trixie's beginning to suspect that these ponies are not treating her with the respect she deserves.
What you in for this time?
Nothing.
Nothing, or a big fuck-off bear attack in town, nothing.
Well, I pawned the Alicorn amulet, and damn, they can't stand for it. Calling it grand theft and getting banned for it, and man, it's just a run of bad luck, and the goddamn management, sun god, has planted me in the goddamn can for it.
Just for that?
Well, they also got me on a weapons charge for going to the gala while I was packing a Kalashnikov. My god-given right, that's how we did it back in Texas. This is cultural oppression. I was trying to be festive.
And that got you arrested?
I might have popped a couple rounds off, but just in celebration, I didn't mean to shoot her crown off, and it was accidental when one of them bounced off. Hit Twilight in the diamond brooch and knocked her fucking gown off and left her butt naked and angry. And I was like, Twilight, we're naked all the time. Don't hate me. I guess that she's been under a lot of stress lately because she called the cops to take her ass dropping Mason.
So the guards at the gate gonna bounce me now. All cause they're afraid of the great and powerful. A pound fools tower over scoundrels. Leave the town cool with the crown jewels. It's Trixie.
All right, let's go. But strap on your vest though. Whenever I guest star, they call it the guest Trixie. Show. Saying, hey presto, while I'm fucking Sethesto, cause this hoe get me the best blow. That's Seth Snow, and yes, no, maybe he blowing it off my tail. Doc Seth cutting rails more often than derpy mail. Draw
Trixie, you slandering a man that the fandom holds top.
Best believe McKinchy, please feature me or I won't stop. Shan't stop, I can't stop, I'm taking my pants off.
Come
and
on.
These fans can't keep their hands off. I smashed my caravan through the gates and I crashed the place, screaming put on my wizard hat and cape. Hashtag magical unicorn master race. Hashtag face the facts, rainbow dash is gay. With a capital G and a flag to wave, Jimmy's activate. And right about then, the palace guards got to me, bopped me on the noggin and dropped me.
And that was the end of it?
That wasn't even the incident. I got loose, lit the incendiary fuses. Kicked the calliope to start the music. Used the confusion to start my illusions. Got out the magic box and got to it. Started the saw in half act on Luna.
So the guards at the gate gonna bounce me now. All cause they afraid of the great and powerful. A pound fools tower over scoundrels. Leave the town cool with the crown jewels.
And
then
Trixie. Bodyguards tackled me, after which naturally some ass kicking happened. But as you see, Trixie is just fine. No offense to her majesty, those bitch ass guards was just a bitch slap tragedy.
Sounds like a bad night.
Damn, you got that right. Just trying to park and started a fucking riot. Don't they know that fireworks are my jam, though? Blow a couple up and ponies start to ran, though. High explosives like Rambo and camo. Smoke bombs and candles planned for the fans, though. Snips and snails, they loving it.
That sounds right.
But the folks in government,
they ain't hype.
I guess so. Apparently the show was fire hazardous and shows a pattern of haphazard callousness compounded by narcissistic imbalances plus self-flattery, malicious, misguided swagger and avarice.
Yeah, I can see all of this.
A lack of foresight, remorse and forelight, no horse sense and way too much cordite stored improperly, endangering property, provoking a princess, promoting democracy. That's what the judge said anyway. And anyway, after the incident kicked off the premises.
So the guards at the gate gonna bounce me now. All cause they afraid of the great and powerful. A pound fools tower over scoundrels. Leave the town cool with the crown jewels. It's Trixie.